Well, good morning, people, and how are you today, eh? Now, this is just a quick video to let you know I survived the alcohol. And results are, head's a little bit cloudy, but it's not too bad. I won't be doing that again until the next time, right? So what's the buzzwords of these days, eh? Well, it's diversity and inclusivity. And from what I've seen about diversity is every time they mention that, there is none. It's basically a word they use to take all choices away and you can only think about one certain thing. All you got to do is take a look at the young people of today. At least from my experience, you speak to one young person and you've spoke to them all. Absolutely no diversity among them whatsoever. Because don't forget, they're getting all the same information from their phones. So you may as well just talk to their phone, really. Well, if that's diversity, I don't want it. Because I remember when I was growing up, everybody was completely different. They had their hair different, they talked different, they had different opinions. Now that was diversity. But of course, these people who say about they want diversity, they really don't. They want to control you. And all these big companies that sort of virtual signal that diversity and all that, you just try saying something outside of the box that they allow you to, and you'll be out. I mean, look at the universities. For years, there's been no diversity there. Universities used to be a place where you could debate things. And not anymore. You have safe spaces. And trigger words. And crying closets. And they've created generations of people that can hardly get through the day without any help from people in the government. In other words, they made them dependent and weak. And it seems to be always blaming somebody else for your problems instead of yourself. Of course, that's the Femon's playbook for most of their sort of lives. I mean, a lot of single mothers are blaming the society and the government for their predicament. And yet they're the ones that can get pregnant. At least the Femon's can. Men supposedly can too, but let's just say that Femon's can only get pregnant at the moment. And there's usually one way they get pregnant. So basically they're in that predicament because of the choices they made themselves. But responsibility and accountability are words that Femons generally don't know anything about. And it used to be years ago that men picked up the tab, didn't they? But men are waking up. Why should the man pay for the Femons' mistakes and bad choices? Oh, way back when Femons could just sit at home, watch the soaps, make the supper, clean the house, go shopping on the weekend with the husband's money, have a few affairs every now and then, and when they find a man that they think is better, they can divorce the old man and get all his house and money and move on to the next man. Of course, don't forget, though, they were oppressed. It's true what the Orange Man said, everything that goes woke turns to shit. And diversity and inclusivity is the same as woke, really. So think of it this way, a man has a house he's been living alone for years and then he gets married.
Married? Fuck that!
Ooh. And the Femon moves in. And it's not long before the house gets feminized, doesn't it? It doesn't mean it's more functional. It just looks pretty. There'll be loads of bric-a-brac all over the house. And the living room will probably look like a museum. And all of a sudden the man will feel like a tenant in his own home. And the fact is that wokeism and feminism, which are very similar, only work for one sex, the Femon. And there are a few companies that have realized that being woke just doesn't work in the real world. And their profits have taken a nosedive. Femons don't create something original from their minds. They use what man has made and make it their own. Basically, they take it over. Because man is generally the inventor. Man thinks outside the box. Femons generally follow the mothership, don't they? For instance, just take a look at the movies that were very successful. They just make the movie again, but put Femons in it. Basically, unimaginative and lazy. Femons have lived in a fantasy land and played the victim long enough. It's about time they grew up. A lot of men nowadays won't protect them from the harshness of the real world. They won't support them. They won't man up. They've realized that they're just as important on the planet as a Femon is, and they will no longer be nagged into submission. Men are finally free of the plantation and servitude to Femons. But Femons are continued to keep moaning as they do every day. But man isn't listening. He's got better things to do with his time. Of course, the nagging used to be just for the long-term boyfriends and the husbands. But now Femons think they can go on social media and moan to everybody. But nobody really cares anymore. They've become a joke, haven't they? Drama and chaos follows them everywhere. And most of them are professional scammers, aren't they? As a lot of men have found out. So keep your distance, men, from these charlatans and chameleons. And live your life how you want to live it. And stay free from the controlling Femon. Of course, in every divorce court, the man is a controlling, abusive person. Well, naturally, it's the other way round, isn't it? The Femons will lie when they have to. And most of the time, they have to. Take it easy, fellas. Have a good day.